Leaders of the world's seven industrial powers, plus Russia, gather tomorrow in the French town of Evian. Now, French police have barricaded that town. They're keeping away anti-globalization protesters. This explains why thousands of protesters are now gathering a few miles away across the border in Switzerland. And that may explain why people are now throwing Molotov cocktails in the streets of Geneva. NPR's Guy Raz is there. Guy, can you tell us what you've seen today?
Steve, in the past hour or so, I've seen several fires that have broken out in the center of Geneva, including a fire that broke out at the National Theater, where about three or four Molotov cocktails were thrown at the building. Another building nearby the National Theater, also in the center of Geneva, was set alight, completely destroyed. Windows were smashed in several areas of the city center, including car windows, and several other acts of vandalism have taken place throughout the city center already tonight, which has been quite remarkable, because I think that authorities here didn't expect it to begin until tomorrow.
Now, Guy, give us an idea who these protesters are. I know it's pretty common now to have protesters at meetings of world leaders like this.
Well, earlier today, I went and visited one of their sites where they're camping out in the in a French suburb of Geneva. It's called the Intergalactic Village, and as you might expect, it's a collection of left-wing activists and union leaders and anti-globalization activists. But there's always a small core of anarchists, people who come to these events to sort of use it as a cover to engage in violence. And I think that often mars these kinds of events. I mean, the main demonstrators, the main organizers of these protests really try to get the message across that they oppose these kinds of institutions like the G8, like the World Trade Organization. And oftentimes they erupt into violence because of these demonstrators who are violent, who do come to these events to simply wreak havoc.
And briefly, Guy, you mentioned that the Swiss authorities seemed a little less prepared maybe than the French, who have taken massive precautions. What kind of security operation do the Swiss authorities have at this point?
Well, it's quite remarkable. There are about 25,000 law enforcement officers in Geneva, including 5,000 German police officers. Tomorrow, most of central Geneva will be shut down, open only to the demonstrators. So they have really gone to great lengths to try to make this as secure as possible and to try to avoid some of the violence that took place in Geneva about 2 years ago when one of these demonstrators was killed.
NPR's Guy Raz in Geneva, Switzerland. Guy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.